Blackstone Audiobooks presents
The Integral Trees by Larry Niven. Prologue. Discipline. It was taking too long, much longer than he had expected. Charles Davis Kendi had not been an impatient man. After the change, he had thought himself immune to impatience. But it was taking too long. What were they doing in there? His senses were not limited. Charles's telescopic array was powerful. He could sense the full electromagnetic spectrum, from microwave up to X-ray. But the smoke ring balked his view. It was a storm of wind, dust, clouds of water vapor, huge rippling drops of dirty water or thin mud, masses of free-floating rock, dots and motes and clumps of green, green surfaces on the drops and the rocks, green tinges of algae in the clouds. Trees shaped like integration signs, oriented radially to the neutron star, and tufted with green at both ends. Whale-sized creatures with vast mouths to skim the green-tinged clouds. Life was everywhere in the smoke ring. Claire Dalton had called it a Christmas wreath. Claire had been a very old woman before the state revived her as a corpsicle. The others had never seen a Christmas wreath, nor had Kendi. What they had seen, half a thousand years ago, was a perfect smoke ring several tens of thousands of kilometers across, with a tiny hot pinpoint in its center. Their reports had been enthusiastic. Life was DNA-based. The air was not only breathable, but tasted fine.